This is a download from the BBC. For more information about this and other downloads from School Radio, go to bbc.co.uk/schoolradio.
Hello everyone, Nigel here. Today we're rowing towards the Golden Island to find the hidden treasure. The captain sent us and he says we mustn't come back without it. Keep going, Suki.
Okay.
Heave. 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 Oh, are you all right, Suki?
Oh, I'm getting worn out with all this rowing.
Oh, me too. But we're almost there. And I've got a song to keep us going.
Yeah.
A sailor went to sea, 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 to see what he could see, see, see. But all that he could see, 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 was the bottom of the deep blue sea, sea, sea.
Song.
Come on, everyone, sing along with me. We'll sing it slowly and steadily to start with, to help you to learn it. Ready? And... There are. Now, we're going to clap for the next verse.
Oh, yeah. That'll give us a rest from all this rowing.
Put down your oars, then.
Okay.
Now, you clap the rhythm.
Right.
The rhythm of our clapping goes like this. Clap, 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 clap. Clap, 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 clap.
Yeah!
Now let's clap in time to the music. Ready? And... Well done. Are you feeling more energetic, Suki?
Oh, a bit. I know. Can we sing the song even faster?
Even faster? What a great idea. That will definitely give us some energy. So, everyone, we'll sing the whole song faster now, all the way through, right from the beginning. We'll sing, then clap, then sing again. Ready? And... Did that help you row faster, Suki?
It did. Oh, and look, Nigel, we're here!
Oh, fantastic! We've arrived at Golden Island. And now we're going to hear the next part of our story, the Golden Crab. Princess Rose is going to be married to the Golden Crab, and she's not very happy. But all is not what it seems. Listen.
The day after Princess Rose and the Golden Crab were engaged to be married, they were walking in the magic garden the crab had created, with fountains spouting silver, gold, and diamonds. It was evening, and the last rays of the setting sun were just about to disappear. "Now, I can show you who I really am," said the Golden Crab. Except the crab was no longer a crab. Rose rubbed her eyes in disbelief. The crab had turned into a handsome young man in a velvet cape and gold crown. "My name is Hans, and I am the son of a great king," he said. "But one day, a wicked witch cast a spell on me. At sunrise, I turn into a crab. Only at sunset do I become my real self again. The wicked witch did the same to my 11 brothers, who live in our palace, hidden in the forest."
"So you are a prince in disguise," cried Rose.
"Yes, but you must promise not to tell anyone my secret," replied Hans. "The witch said that if anyone reveals who we truly are, she will turn us into something even worse."
"I promise," said Rose.
From then on, every evening after sunset, Princess Rose and Prince Hans would spend an hour walking in the garden in secret, and they'd share an apple from the tree. The most beautiful looking of all the apples was right at the top.
"It's such a shame we can't reach it," sighed Rose.
Inside his castle, the king was starting to worry.
"That crab should have turned into a prince by now," he complained.
"Well, I did warn you," replied the queen. "The worst thing is, I think she's fallen in love with it."
"I have an idea," said the king. "Let's hold a tournament tomorrow night, a horse race to which we shall invite the most handsome princes in the land.
And whoever wins can marry Rose in place of the crab," said the queen. "Oh, I do hope it's Prince Rupert."
"What shall we do?"
cried Rose later that day when she heard the news. "I'll have to take part in the tournament and win it," replied the golden crab.
"But I need your help. Take this golden rod and tap on the garden gate with it 3 times.
Rose did as she was asked. And when she opened the gate, there stood the finest horse she had ever seen. Its mane was pure white, and it was wearing a golden saddle. As the sun set the following day, the crowds were cheering as the princes rode their horses to the start line. But who was the mysterious young man on the white horse with the golden saddle, everyone wondered.
"I am the prince with no name,"
was all Hans would say.
"I'm pleased the golden crab hasn't turned up," whispered the queen to the king.
And then they were off. Hans's horse was much faster than all the others.
"I declare the prince with no name the winner,"
cried the king as he raced past the finishing line.
"How can a prince have no name?" asked the queen. "We don't know anything about this stranger. I insist we have another competition tomorrow night. The prince that gives Rose the most valuable gift will have her hand in marriage."
"Oh, all right," sighed the king.
"Shall I tap the gate 3 times again?"
Rose asked Hans when she told him of this new plan.
"No," he replied. "I want tomorrow to be a surprise."
The next evening, just after sunset, the princes came to the palace one by one to present Rose with their precious gifts. There was a ruby ring, a silver necklace, and, most impressive of all, a treasure chest full of gold from Prince Rupert. Finally, it was Hans's turn. He presented Rose with a perfect red apple.
"It's from the very top of the tree," he said with a smile.
"Prince Rupert wins," announced the queen.
"No," cried Rose. "Prince Hans, my beautiful golden crab, wins. This apple is the most precious gift I could ever receive."
"The prince with no name is the crab," shouted the queen.
Oh, no, cried Rose. In her excitement, she had forgotten that she must never reveal the truth about Hans. She looked around for him.
But he'd completely disappeared.
That night, Rose cried her heart out. How could she have been so forgetful? What would the wicked witch do now? And most important of all, where had Prince Hans gone?
Poor Princess Rose! I wonder if she'll ever see the Crab Prince again. We'll find out next time. Ah, Suki and I are having a lovely rest now. We've reached Golden Island and we're lying on the beach. Ah. Shut your eyes for a moment and listen. Then be ready to say what you can hear. Perhaps you can hear the wind blowing softly through the trees. Or waves lapping gently on the beach. Maybe you can hear parrots squawking quietly.
Ooh.
Oh, Suki's got her energy back. She's just shot up a tree. Are you scaring the parrot, Suki?
Just saying hello. Yes. Oh, really?
What's the parrot saying?
He's asking if we've come to find a treasure.
Well, of course we have.
He says, look at your map.
I've looked lots of times. There's nothing much. Oh, some writings appeared on the map. Oh, it says,
follow the Golden River.
The Golden River?
Look, Nigel!
Wow! Suki and I are rowing up the Golden River.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, yes. The water looks like it's made out of liquid gold.
Oh, and parrots leading the way.
Oh. Join in with our rowing song. And as you do, sway gently backwards and forwards, as though you're rowing too. Ready, and... Now, everyone, listen to the next verse. This time, see if you can spot the words that are different. Ready? I wonder if you noticed the words that were different this time.
We sang girls instead of boys.
That's right. So sing along now. Ready? And... Wonderful. Ah, it's lovely rowing along.
Nigel.
It's such a sunny day.
Nigel.
Golden water, golden trees, golden sand.
Nigel!
What is it?
There's something in the water.
Oh, Suki, I'm sure there's nothing to worry.
There is!